Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you?
Yes, I am seeing a charge on my account from you guys. I'm not sure what it's for.
Can I have your zip code?
46979.
Can you hold the line for me? Okay, you said 46979.
46979.
Okay, first and last name?
Harbaugh.
Okay, and I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. And also thank you for calling Keto Lucien customer support today. Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
395 Northeast Street, Richville, Indiana, 46979.
Okay, ma'am, and I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. I do see here that on the 25th of January, you purchased our 14-day trial to our Keto and Cleanse product. You paid $7.45 and $6.70, which came to the total price of $14.15 for the shipping and handling of those products. Once you receive those products, once you receive those products, I think you received those products on the 29th. So on the 14 days after you purchased these products, you were billed the full price for the product, which is you had 14 days to cancel. If you did not cancel within those 14 days, which was by the 9th of February, you were billed the full price for the product, which was $92.90 for the Keto Ascen supplement and $91.89 for the cleanse supplement.
Okay, I was never informed of that. There was nothing in my package with that stated that. So I didn't know or have information to call and cancel that. So I need to do whatever I need to do because I don't want to continue getting these, nor am I going to pay I was only doing the trial.
Yes, ma'am, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, but those are the terms and conditions of the products. So what we can definitely do is a courtesy.
Well, you have to inform people of that.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, when you I'm not trying to, cause I don't know what third-party advertiser you had purchased this from.
Mm-hmm.
But when you enter in your phone number, there's a box up under that is a checkbox that says that you are 18 years or older and agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $6. I think it was $6.70 for the shipping and handling charges. And for a 10-plus 4-day shipping trial, you have 14 days to cancel. If you do not cancel by the 14th day, you are billed the full price for the products. You are billed the full price of the products every month until you cancel because it's a subscription, okay? So that's the reason why you were billed the full price for the products because you didn't call and cancel your subscription by the 14th day. Okay, so what we can do as a courtesy is definitely counsel you out so you will no longer receive any more products or rebill for any more products, and we can definitely give you a 35% refund back on those charges.
Well, you can do that. Now, this is just pending my account, so I'll just call the bank and have them they won't honor it. I'll just cancel it. I mean, I'm not going to pay that because I was not informed of any of that.
Well, ma'am, you have to agree to these terms and conditions before you can even enter in your credit card information.
There was
even
absolutely nothing in the package for me. I mean, all that was the things.
Even when you ordered the product, before you even was able to enter in your credit card information, it says, I have read and agreed to terms and conditions. And terms and conditions are in bold letters for you to click on to read. So these are valid charges. So if you were to dispute, we would have to give them that information. That means we would have to give them the information showing them that we do have terms and conditions for trial periods and also terms and conditions for our straight out payments. Because if you were to order this directly from our website, you would have paid the $92.90 straight out.
Right.
It wouldn't have been a trial period, but because you ordered it
Okay.
through a third party advertiser, it was a third, you know, it was a trial period. You only paid a small amount to be billed the full amount later.
Okay, I'll go ahead and cancel it so that I don't get any more and do whatever else you said you were going to do, and we'll just,
Yes,
I'll
ma'am. I
have to
can
talk
definitely
it out
talk to my
to
billing department.
never, never doing anything for your company again.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Okay, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I get that canceled out. Please bear with me.
She says that it was in the terms and conditions that I had to cancel within 14 days. I read all that crap, and because, and well, it's just like this. There wasn't any paper. It was apparently, she said, online, but with the third party thing or whatever. But there wasn't anything on there. So I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So, yeah, that free trial now is costing me almost $200 because that's how much the it costs on a normal basis. And I'm like, well, she said, well, and it'll keep you like continue every 30 days. I said, that'll cancel it. She said, so she was going to cancel it and then refund 35% as a courtesy, because this happened 2 days ago. If I didn't cancel from 2 days ago, I said there was no paper. Well, there was a little box that you had to click. I'm like, no, I don't click those. I'm very careful not to click those. And if I do, I read. That's the same thing I did with the trial for Amazon.com. I went on and canceled it the day before. So I'm like, no, because I honestly was thinking about not doing, I wasn't going to do it because I was like, no, there's always catches in this. And so, and I, so I read all that crap. That's all right. It's still pending. I'll just call the bank and refuse the charges. I'm like, okay. Do whatever you need to do. Make sure it's canceled. I was like, that is dishonest, because I'm like, there was nothing on there. And I don't, if there's a thing to check for condition, terms and
Okay, ma'am, I
conditions.
have successfully canceled out the account, but due to the threat of the dispute, you will definitely have to get in contact with your bank or have your bank get in contact with us for those refunds amount to be successful.
Okay. Well, I'm, are they going to, because you said they were going to refund 35%, so I can just do that and forget it.
Well, what you will have to do is have your bank give us a contact, or let your bank do the dispute, and then they will give us a contact, and we will give them the information
I
that they
said,
needed for the dispute.
okay, but if I'm not disputing, you said that they were going to just be done with this. You were canceling the refills, and then you were just going to refund 35%,
Yes,
correct?
ma'am. But due to the threat of the dispute, the bank will have to okay for us to release that amount. That means they will have to let us know if they deem these charges valid or not.
Well, I mean, I don't even want to mess with the bank and it with doing a dispute. I was just going to do the other way and just be done with it.
Okay, ma'am, but unfortunately, due to the threat of the dispute, we will have to do it this way. Okay, so please hold the
Okay.
line for me.
This makes no sense. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why whenever they say, you know, all these terms and conditions and stuff, unless I'm going to read them from start to finish because I know they do this crap, I don't do it. So I'm like, it must have automatically filled that in and you have to unfill it. And I'm like, that's not cool. Because I didn't feel like reading.
I'm still here with you, ma'am. I'm just making sure I get everything notated into the account correctly. Please hold the line.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, because whenever I order anything like that and there's something like that with a 4-day trial, you didn't even say it was a trial. It was not offered as a trial. So I'm like, well, it was the thing where you got them free, you only paid shipping and handling just to see it, you know, but it didn't say it was a trial because I know better than do that. They're getting so deceitful. It's like people are going to just totally quit doing anything online because they're just so dishonest. Well, and that's why I tried to make sure because I've seen several of those things and I haven't done any of them.
I'm still here with you, ma'am. Please hold the line for me.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I haven't done any of them because I know that they're so deceitful about it. That it's, you know. But I 100%, if I did not have been 14 days, I write the date down. I keep it by my chair, and then I always cancel it a day or two ahead of time because I know about these stupid things. I'm like, it was nowhere in there about that. Was it in big, bold print? No, it wasn't. Because I guess I'm just going to have to just 100% not order anything online unless this place is like, Sam's, some different places like that that I know, stores that I know, but I'm just going to have to not order anything ever offline because it's just not worth it. Because they're just too dishonest. Like, what is it? It just hit today, and I called the day that it goes through, and they won't do anything. Sorry, but it was, you know, you had to call yesterday or whatever. What? What do you mean I have to call? Well, and then she tried to tell me they won't do the 35 because of the threat of a dispute. I'm like, what? I'm like, what is that?
Okay, ma'am, we have successfully notated the account. Okay, you will be refunded the 35% of those charges once your bank gives us a call, basically verifying that there is no dispute, so those refunds can be released to you. Okay, you will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours confirming that your subscription with us has been canceled and that you will no longer receive any more products or rebill for any more products in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, but those refunds will not be released on your account until we have a call back from your bank or credit card company.
All right. That's
okay.
Right.
Is there any
when they send me that email, is there a place on there to
look at the terms and conditions?
Complain about the place. Yeah, to complain about. I mean, I'd like to post something somewhere about not to do anything with y'all.
Well, ma'am, it's not really us. It's the third party advertiser that you went through to purchase this product. One thing about it that everybody must keep in mind is that you must read the terms and conditions before you agree to
Oh,
anything.
I did.
Okay. And
Oh, well,
so
there wasn't
and if you
anything
did
on there
if
for
you
terms
did
and figures.
if you did not if you didn't check on the box that says you have read and agreed to terms and
I did
conditions,
not.
you would have not been able to enter in your credit card information. It would have exited you out of the system because you
Well,
have to
I
agree to
didn't,
terms and
and I
conditions.
don't. I
So
know
you,
better than to do that because there's too much dishonesty with this stuff. So
yeah,
I don't do that.
so if you would have not clicked on the box that says you have read the terms and conditions, then you would not have been able to even enter in your credit card information to purchase the product, period. You
Well,
wouldn't have been able to
apparently
purchase
you can't because,
the trial. That's why we
I mean,
definitely
what, how, ma'am, what I don't understand is you're telling me something, you're saying it's a third party, but then you're telling me how they do stuff, which
The third,
tells me
no,
it's not a third party.
I'm letting you know that when it comes to third party advertisers, they might not have our whole terms and conditions right there for you to just see. It might say, have read and agreed to terms and conditions in bold letters and big bold letters for you to click on, which is
There
everybody
wasn't
know,
one.
even when you order. When you can order anything offline, you must agree to terms and conditions, whether it's a store
Okay,
or a
I'm not gonna
product.
argue with you.
So
Thank you for
that's why.
returning that
Okay.
and bye.